Today's episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Joe Tordus. T-O-R-D-U-S. Tordus.
Everybody, here we are. Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Curtis Charles. And then there's the people's host.
Justy Bread.
Bread?
Yeah.
I was trying to go political, you know, like the people's host.
Oh, like the Rock.
Yeah, the people's eyebrow.
The people's elbow.
The people's.
And then when he turned heel, it was the corporate elbow.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Which is great.
That's so funny. That whole era where like, or maybe it's still a thing, I don't know, where like the big bad guy was just like the corporation, is that the word they used? Okay.
Yeah, Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
And then it became the corporate ministry of darkness.
God. Yeah. It's just so like perfect and of the time.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That really captures the audience, I think. Because everybody hates the man.
That was it. Yeah. It was a smart move.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
I don't know. I wouldn't go that far, but.
I would.
Yeah. The corporation. I'm corporate. I've gone corp.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
I never will.
Well.
I'm not a bootlicker.
Oh, I'll suck a boot.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll suck a boot like it's nothing.
I'm like the real life Stone Cone.
Stone Cone been bonin'. Bean Bonnet. Stone Bone Bean Bonnet.
Yep.
So we got a big show for you today.
Well, it's the big show. See, I didn't even pull it up. I didn't have to pull it up that time.
Well, I appreciate that much, at least. We've got some good segments coming up.
Oh, yeah?
So we've got, can I ask you a question, B?
Okay, yeah, I like that one.
We've got a chatbot poetry.
Okay.
And we've got two.
How many?
Two
segments that you brought, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they?
I got.
What do you got?
Misconnections and Jabroni Jamboree.
Jabroni Jujubee.
Yeah.
Okay. Jabroni Jujubee.
Draw my pencil.
Oh, okay. Okay, pencil's down. Remember that? Test.
Heads up, seven up.
Yeah. Where the fuck do you want to start? Where do we start? What segment?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Chatbot poetry first.
Okay.
Because it literally just happened. This just happened.
What? What the fuck was that? Do you hear that anomaly?
Yeah.
I think that Misconnection should headline because I got a bunch of them.
Okay.
And most of them are pretty good.
Okay.
There were a few at the beginning that I was like, I'm not finding much. And then I found a thing that you can do on Craigslist. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil it right now, but see, that's building the story for later. It keeps people invested. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
I know.
So chatbot poetry is a segment where we ask a AI something silly and we get a funny response and we talk about it.
Yeah.
And this just happened because I opened up Google Documents and I got a notification that was like, you've been selected to do a test of our new AI workspace or some shit. I forget what they called it. Labs. Google Labs.
Yeah.
So I did it, and it puts AI right into Google Docs,
hey,
so you can have it write shit.
I was studied at Google Labs for many years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because of your...
Sorry, I don't have any information about that.
See?
But I found something related.
It's a cover.
Do you want to know what is the longest a blood test can take?
What? Yes.
Yeah.
On the website healthline.com, they say, complete blood count, CBC, 24 hours. Basic metabolic panel, 24 hours. Complete metabolic panel, 24 to 72 hours.
Google. Wow. Wow.
You sound shocked.
I am. But yeah, I was studied there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They tested chemicals on you?
They tested a lot of shampoos on me.
Mm-hmm. They thought you were an ape.
They did. Yeah.
So to test this new AI out, I think it uses Google's Bard AI, which is like a competitor to ChatGPT, which we've always used ChatGPT. So this time we're trying something a little different, and that's the Bard AI. And I asked it to write a Dropkick Murphys song about a chimney sweep who grows up to be the alcoholic mayor of Boston.
Okay.
And what it came up with was pretty solid. I'm going to send it to you to read it if you're interested.
Sure.
I think that you could, you'd probably put a good Revere stink on it.
I'm shipping up to Boston.
Duck, duck, goose.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
First one.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number one.
First verse. Better than the first.
He was just a chimney sweep with a dream to be the mayor. He worked hard and saved his money, and one day he made it there. The chorus. He's the alcoholic mayor of Boston. He's a drunk and a slob, and he's our mayor, and we love him. So let's raise a glass to the mayor.
He's the best guy around. What murder?
What murder? Now that you showed me that, I see that fucking everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
All over the place.
See? I'm ahead of the
what
game.
What murder? With the memes. He's been in office for years, and he's still drunk as a skunk, and he's done a lot for this city, so we'll let him slide.
It's just stopped rhyming.
It's a song about Menino.
Yeah, fucking Menino. He's done a lot.
The Big Dig! I wish they'd do a song about the Big Dig.
The Big Dig, yeah.
He's the alcoholic mayor of Boston. He's a drunk and a slob. He's a mayor. We love him, so let's raise a glass for the mayor. Here's the bridge. You ready for the bridge?
Uh-huh.
You want me to take you to the bridge?
Take me to the
Matthews
Bridge.
Come on, take me to the bridge. He's not the best mayor.
No.
But he's the best we got.
He's all we got.
So let's give him a break and let him do his job.
Do it. Let him do his fucking job and we'll see.
Right? He's the alcoholic mayor of Boston. He's a drunk as a slob. He's our mayor and we love him. Let's raise a glass to the mayor.
Wait, so now that you mentioned it, I got to quickly try one about the Big Dig. Which, if anybody who's not from around here doesn't know what we're talking about, it's a big fucking big dig.
The Boston Red Sox are the world champions. For the first time in 86 years, the Red Sox have won baseball world championship. Can you believe it?
Tessie is the royal hooter's rally cry. Tessie is the tune they always sung.
This song fucks. I'm not going to lie. I like that song. Testing Offset McGreevy shouting.
McGreevy?
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Nobody does, because it's not a real person. It's more of a state of mind.
Right.
The Big Dig is a big fucking dig.
That's right.
The city of Boston has been dug.
They dug a big hole and they put roads on it. Fucking Menino. Fucking mumble Menino. Yeah, it was a big expensive project to make traffic better in Boston and it didn't work. It's a colossal failure. But hey, we got that cool bridge. Got that cool bridge. They're like,
cool bridge.
They're like, hey, we're gonna make traffic real bad for like 20 years, but you're gonna get a cool bridge.
It's a cool bridge.
You can get a real cool bridge.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right, I'll make that deal.
Wait, okay. This one's way better. Because I'm hearing him saying it, you know.
They dug and they dug.
They blasted and they poured. They built the Big Dig and it took them 40 years. The Big Dig. It's a hole in the ground that cost us a fortune and it's never going to be found.
Where's it going to go?
They said it would be quick. They said it would. They never said that. They said it would be easy, but it was a disaster, and it's still a mess. The big dig. It's a hole in the ground. They cost us a fortune. That cost us a fortune. It's never going to be found. Then the bridge. You ready? You want me to take you to the bridge?
Take me to the bridge.
All right. They say it's a marvel of engineering, but I say it's a waste of money. It's a disgrace. The big dig. It's a hole in the ground that cost us a fortune. It's never going to be found.
It's so bad.
The big dig. It's a monument to stupidity, and it's a reminder of our greed.
Wow. That really makes you think.
Wow. Did you put in like an anti-Big Dig song by the Dropkick
Murphys? No, just a Dropkick Murphys song about the Big Dig.
Really?
Yeah. I just assumed that a Murphy song about the Big Dig would be.
I listened to it.
Anti. So. Yeah.
The big.
The big dig. The bigger dig. That's coming up next. The huge dig.
Holy fuck.
What?
They started in 1982.
Yeah.
And it ended in 2007.
Wow.
Holy shit. Holy fuck.
Okay. So that's Chatbot Poetry. I hope you enjoyed it.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Do you want to do the Boner Jamborees, or I can ask you a question B?
What would you prefer?
Well, can I ask you a question B is kind
to of... To say enough said, my grief is shouted.
Yeah, I think you should do Jabroni Jamboree.
Okay.
Tell the kids what this is.
I'm just going to start off by saying I didn't write much of this one.
What?
I didn't write much of it.
Okay.
It was mostly Russell. Russ. Pretty much sent me the entire segment, and I added a few.
Russ.
But they were very good. I'm very proud of them.
I don't care who does it. To be honest, I don't care who does it. As long as it gets done, somebody's got to do the work.
Right. So Jabroni Jamboree. So
God bless you, Russ.
It's a game that we like to play. It's a game. Where you.
Me?
You.
What?
Curtis.
What? Yeah.
Answers questions B.
B.
See, it's very kind of similar to that
B.
segment too.
B.
You answer whether or not a wrestler that I name is made up or real.
Okay. Right.
And it's a very difficult game. And if she was on the other foot.
Yeah. Foot?
I don't know. I don't know how I'd do. Not very great.
Probably better than me.
Definitely better than you.
I don't know a whole lot about wrestlers, but I've absorbed a lot of things in my days. So,
and I'm sure there's... So I've tried not to have any repeats, but
okay, I wouldn't remember anyway.
No, I know. That's. I'm sure there have been, but...
Okay.
Cool. You want to start? I have several hundred. No, it's not that many.
Yeah, go right ahead.
How about Lex Lovett?
Lex Lovett. Spell Lovett.
L-O-V-E-T-T.
Real.
That's real, yeah.
Yeah.
Impact Wrestling.
Impact.
How about the Luger? L-U-G-A-R.
Fake.
No, it's real. That was Lex Luger in NWA.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. See, I assumed it wasn't.
I know.
Because of Lex Luger. That's a trick question.
Right. How about Carlita Bombwater?
Fake.
That's fake.
Unfortunately.
Try to keep some sort of track. How about Terra Rising?
Real.
That is real. That was Triple H in WCW.
He went by Terra?
Terra, T-E-R-R-A, Rising, R-Y-Z-I-N-G.
Dude, Terra's a girl's name, bro.
I don't know about that.
Are you shitting me?
Bro. How about the Blizzard, the Blizzard Wizard, Rick Montez?
Fake.
That's fake, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I know. How about Mosh Kerrigan?
Oh, man, that's tough. Real.
No, it's fake.
Fuck.
Though there is a wrestler named Mosh.
Just Mosh?
Mosh and Thrasher, the Headbangers.
Oh, okay.
How about Mick the Flash Marquis?
Fake.
That is fake. You're right. I'm correct.
Wow.
How about Yunana Yumpy?
Wait. Fake?
It's fake.
Okay.
Eric Cooper.
Real.
That's real. Yeah. WWF.
about
never had any other name?
Eric Cooper?
Yeah.
No, just Eric Cooper.
That's just his name.
How about Tax Radical?
Fake.
That's fake. How about
I like that though.
I do too. How about Big Busty Angel?
Fake.
No, that's real.
No.
That was real. That's an ECW.
Big Busty Angel?
Big Busty Angel.
I gotta see this fella.
It's a lady.
Oh.
Yeah. Big Busty Angel. She looks exactly like you'd expect.
Like China.
She got a big bust. No, she doesn't look like China.
I figure that all female wrestlers look like China.
Check her out. Check her out.
What was it? Big Busty?
Big Busty Angel. I'm highly doubting you're going to get ECW or Eastern Championship.
Oh, she comes right up. And she then followed by Busty Angels, the video from 2014.
Starring
Pamela Blonde and Rita Peach.
Wow.
Oh, and also Paige DeLight.
Oh, wow.
Wait, let me see. Okay, not what I was expecting. Okay, what?
I believe she was in ECW before they became Extreme. I think they're Eastern Championship Wrestling at the time. I could be wrong, though.
Busty Angel. Okay, they're showing a bunch of different people. And I don't know. They all look like they could be her. So anyway.
How about Wayne Ferris?
Wayne Ferris.
Mm-hmm.
Fake.
No, that's real. Wayne Ferris was
was a real son of a bitch.
He still is. He was an early name for the Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, I love the Honky Tonk Man. He'll spit right on you.
That's right. How about Gary the Goat Gorman?
Greatest of all time goat?
Yeah.
Fake.
That is fake. Dillard Kennedy.
Dillard?
Dillard.
Fake.
That's fake. Bill Creek.
Bill Creek, fake.
Bill Creek, that is fake. How about Major Yates?
Real.
Oh, that is real, yeah. AC Connor.
Fake.
No, that's real.
Oh.
Was
it air conditioning, Connor?
I don't know. He was in a tag team, him and Major Yates.
Ass clown.
How about James Gang?
James Gang.
Yeah.
Real.
He's real. Oh, shit. Dave Barbie.
Dave Barbie?
Dave Barbie.
Real.
He's real.
Wow. What was his thing? Did he look like a Barbie?
No idea. How about Kentucky Fried Dan Stearns?
Dan Stearns?
Yeah.
Kentucky That's too Fried. Close to Daniel Stern. It's got to be fake.
That's fake. How about... some of these are so good. About Massive Thad Hasgrove. Excuse me.
Thad?
Thad, yeah.
Fake.
That's fake.
Nobody named Thad is doing pro wrestling. They're playing tennis.
That's right. How about Juicy Bruce Morin?
Juicy Brucey?
Juicy Bruce.
Real.
No, he's fake. Oh. That's Cousin Bruce that listens to the show.
Juicy Bruce?
Yeah,
so he's
Bruce.
Real.
Well, no. He's not a wrestler.
Oh.
But Bruce is real. He's very real. I met him.
What?
I seen him.
What?
How about Flip Ferdinand?
Real.
No, he's fake.
Fuck. I'm getting most of them right, though.
How about Stump Curtis?
Real.
No. Oh, that's literally for you.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Oh,
it's a real fine joke.
Gotcha.
It's a fine joke.
How about Hard Rock Rick Wenham?
Hard Rock Rick Wenham?
Yeah.
Fake.
That's fake.
That's actually kind of convincing because it's just weird enough.
How about Tom Tough?
Fake.
No, he's real.
Tom Tough?
No, he's fake.
No.
How about PJ Walker?
That's Paul J. Walker to you.
Yeah.
Real.
He's real.
He drives a car.
How about Sonny Trout?
Sonny Trout fake.
No, Sonny Trout's real.
Wow.
WCW creation. How about Boney Petit?
Boney Petit?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope that's real. I'm going to say real.
That's fake.
Fuck. That's got to be a thing.
Bon appetit. How about Simon Dean?
Real.
He's real. How about Pony Johnson?
Fake.
No, he's real.
Pony?
Pony Johnson. Abraham Washington?
Real.
He's real. How about Rude Boone?
Rude Boone?
Rude Boone.
Real.
No, he's fake.
Oh.
How about Grady Buff Buff Bingham?
Buff Buff Bingham. Fake.
He's fake. How about Ridley Toledo?
Real.
Fake.
Fuck.
How about Playboy Bobby Starr? Two R's in Starr.
Real.
He is real.
Yeah.
How about Wild Man Belomo?
Wild Man Belomo is real.
He is real.
Yeah.
But Cosmic Commander.
Fake.
He's real.
What?
Cosmic Commander. He's real. Look him up. Jim Chappell.
Real.
He's real. Clump.
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 Fake.
He's fake.
Damn it. I wish he was real.
About Mill Ridge.
M-I-L?
M-I-L-L
Ridge.
Yeah.
Fake.
Fake.
That sounds like an apartment complex.
How about Big Belly Benson?
Real.
No, he's fake.
Oh.
How about Tyson Apex?
Tyson Apex. Fake.
He is fake. Flex Holiday.
Fake.
Fake. But Sterling Keenan.
Real.
He is real. David Jericho.
Fake.
He's real.
What?
Yeah. How about Mr. Farmer?
That's a different Jericho?
I don't know.
They're unrelated to Chris?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
How about Mr. Farmer?
Fake.
He's fake. The Grappler.
Real.
He is real.
That's. Yeah. I feel like that's the first wrestler ever. The first pro wrestler was the grappler.
How about Wallop World Peace?
Fake.
He's fake. I wish he was real, though. How about Tokyo Magnum?
Real.
He's real. Sandy Beach?
Real.
He is real. Carrie Crabtree?
Fake.
He is fake. Pit Stan Perry Clark?
Fake.
He's fake. Unabomb.
Unabomb?
Unabomb.
Fake.
No, he's real.
No way.
He's real.
Before or after?
UNABOM. I think after.
Really?
I think so. I'm not positive. How about Buck Banfield?
Buck?
Buck.
Real.
No, he's fake.
Dang.
How about... this one real good one on here. How about Roadblock?
Roadblock is a real feller.
He's real.
Yeah.
Jed Strap.
Jedediah Strap.
Yeah.
Fake.
He's fake.
Damn.
How about El Vaquero Camionero?
Fake.
He's fake. I tried to sell it. Liam Lionheart.
Real.
No, he's fake.
Damn.
Stone Loman.
Fake.
I made that one up.
Stone Loman.
I love Stone Loman. Let's see. Jason Speed.
Real.
He is real. You're getting good at it.
I know.
Let's see. Joe Bradshaw.
Fake.
He's fake. He loved that I put him in. Got a couple more here. A Dangerous Devin Storm.
Dangerous Devin Storm. Real.
He's real. Let's see. Beast of Burden.
Real.
No, it's fake.
That's convincing.
And last but not least, Von Kruss.
Real.
He's real.
Fuck yeah, Von Kruss. I gotta look him up. Let me look this fella up. Von... V-A-V-O-N?
V-O-N-K-R-U-S.
Oh, that's so good. I wonder, it's probably Von Kruss. Oh, wow. He's a looker. He looks like fucking Imhotep.
Oh, shit. I got one more that I missed.
What is it?
Frank Ligament.
Fake.
It's fake. You get only 22 wrong.
Wow.
There's a lot.
That was a lot. Vito. In case you didn't know, in case you want to know, Von Kruss or Von Kruss, or whatever you want to call him, his real name is Vito. Vito LaGrasso. So. Total me.
Total 66 me. Total. You only got 22 wrong.
Wow. So what is that? One-third. So that would be a 66 grade, which is a failing grade.
No, it's not.
66? Oh, 65? I thought 67 was a D minus.
I thought anything under a 70 was a D plus.
But where's failing?
I thought it was 60.
I thought it was 65 or 7. I don't care.
Not in my fucking America.
Mmm. Ooh-rah. You ready to do another segment?
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We got a question. Okay. We've got a questions and answers segment where we answer questions from the internet. It's called, "You Want to Ask Me a Question, B?" And let's give out some sage advice and explanation and just spread knowledge.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
I know. So Blue from Connecticut, he said, or she, Blue?
They.
They said, "If you own a fire truck, what would you do with it?"
I'd rescue cats. I'd knock trees over, too.
I'd fill it with piss.
You would?
I'd fill it with piss.
Well, no, you'd have to fill a hydrant with piss.
What? Oh, yeah, it doesn't have a tank on it, does it?
I think it does, but it also...
Well, we can mix a little water into the piss, as long as it's, you know...
I don't want to dilute the piss.
At least it's at least 50% piss.
That's not enough for me.
Well, see, I'm just trying to prove a point.
I'm gonna
ride it down to City Hall, and I'm going to spray piss all over City Hall.
All over the fucking mayor.
And things are going to change around here.
Oh, yeah. Look, we're going to knock down everything we erected in the big dig.
You guys can't handle it.
Otherwise, I'm going to spray you with piss. Also, what murder?
What murder? He was the best guy around. Yeah. I'd do the piss thing, probably, the piss hose.
I'd rescue a bunch of cats, the neighborhood cats, and I'd collect all the rewards.
Uh-huh.
I make about $700-$800 doing that.
That's true. That's a good side hustle.
Yeah. Just do it for love of the game. Then that way you don't have to call the fire department. You just call me. I come down with my truck.
Right.
I climb up there with the Frisky's treats and shake the bag around, and I won't give any of those cats a single fucking treat. Because they're bad cat.
Bad. You don't spray them.
Spray them.
Don't spray your cats, everybody. Don't do it.
Why?
Because it's mean.
It's good for them.
No, it's not.
They like showers.
No. All it does is it's negative reinforcement, and all it does is fuck them up.
No.
It's bad. It's not a good way to learn. Listen, they're cats.
You gotta do it the old-fashioned way. You just got to hit them.
Yeah. They don't know anything. They're stupid.
No, they're not. Not my boy.
This next one.
I got it. He tries to knock the damn TV over. That's worth a fucking spray. I also don't spray him. I'll spray it like near him.
Yeah.
Scare him a little bit.
Yeah.
Scare the fear of God in him.
I'll put the fear of God in that boy. What would the adult version of an ice cream truck sell, and what song would it play? That's a great question. That's from Jared. And
they'd sell Guinness, and they'd play Tessie. Officer in my grave is shouting.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say, actually.
Yeah,
Dropkick Murphys for sure. I was gonna say it
specifically
was,
Tessie.
See, I was imagining,
and they'd sell Red Sox shirts
as they're driving down the road. Are you kidding me?
No.
And they're throwing Coorsies out to everybody.
I think Tessie's a better ice cream song.
You think so?
Yeah, or ice cream truck song, beer truck.
I guess it is.
You hear that fucking piano? Oh, yeah. People go crazy for that.
Is it like in a major scale or something?
Yeah.
It seems a little happier.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. So that's what's going to happen.
So they'd sell Guinness and Red Sox shirts.
Right. And they'd play Tessie. And it would look like a big baseball.
Yeah.
The van or the truck.
Yeah. They'd sell ice cream bars as well that look
shaped
like
baseballs.
Yeah.
With eyes.
Yep.
Yeah. No mouth.
No mouth, no mask.
No mask. Yeah, they operated all through COVID.
Yeah. I saw someone at the movie last night was wearing a mask. I said, "What, do you think you're fucking better than me?"
Yeah, I see him once in a while.
I know, I do too.
Okay.
She thinks she's better than me, though.
Yeah, in that case, for sure, because they were seeing a David Lynch, Wizard of Oz.
Oh, everyone there thought they were better than me.
Yeah.
Guess what?
They weren't. Two guys had to leave because they had a giggle fit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
About what?
I don't know.
Tickling?
They didn't like the movie, probably.
Did they tickle?
I don't know. They might have been.
Are they ticklish? So the next question is from Sarah in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
What is the best way to spend $10 million USD? Jet skis. Get your fleet of jet skis together.
Yeah.
And start an army of Sea-Doos.
I like that idea.
And spike your hair. Spike your hair. Get on the Sea-Doo.
You buy,
put on your Oakleys.
You buy the whole got-to-be corporation.
Mm-hmm. Glued.
Yeah. Well, the spray, too.
Yeah, you got to touch
you
up.
Put the glue in it, and you spray that.
Spray it on top of that. That shit ain't moving when I'm going 260 miles per hour down the Suez Canal in my jet ski.
That's right.
Yeah. What about you?
Best way to spend $10 million?
Yeah.
I don't know. I probably only need one, you know? That's fine. One's good.
1 million?
Yeah, and I give the rest to the kids.
Which kids? You have to choose. The sad ones. The Sad Kid Foundation.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's the best one to donate to.
I don't know. Just one? I can only choose one?
Yeah, it's one. Yep.
Damn. Damn.
Then what would you do with your million?
I'd buy an amp.
$1 million amp?
No.
You got to spend it all, quick.
You know, a place to put that amp inside, maybe some drums. You know, okay. I buy that stuff. That's about
buy
it.
Buy $1 million studio.
No.
Studio.
I don't need $1 million studio. I'm never going to use that.
Okay.
You know,
you give the rest out to all the bobos. Like,
I give it to the kids.
Okay.
I donate it to the kids.
Okay, kids, you got a lot of money coming.
I don't want to choose.
They're going to hold you to it, you know.
I'm
you
not giving your first it to million. Kids then. Take it back. I don't like kids.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the next one's from Andrew.
I'd probably use it to, you know, try to get some legislation going, you know.
Yeah, I'd run for president.
No.
No, me neither. Next one's from Andrew, okay?
Yeah, Drew.
We got answers for Andrew. And you do too. So Andrew is from Utah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Salt Lake City.
Beautiful.
Beautiful landscape.
Beautiful country out there.
Yeah. Nice country out there to drive through.
Thanks for writing us, Andrew.
How big of truck is needed to dislodge a 5-ton marble sphere from its base? Yep. How big a truck are you going to need? So this is like a big marble sphere, like the big red balls in front of a Target.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're like that. It's like that size, but it's marble instead of cement.
Yeah.
How big does your truck got to be? It's got to be pretty much like an Optimus Prime, I think, to move one of those fuckers.
I don't think so.
No, my Hemi will do it.
It depends what brand of truck. Like you're going to be there all day if you got a GMC.
But get my chain though.
You get a Ford truck.
They come with all GMCs come with a free chain.
Do they?
Yeah. Get my chain.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying.
Yeah, Ford truck's got the torque.
I should have said a Dodge Ram.
Dodge Ram, yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna be there all day.
Yeah. No, you're gonna wear out your fucking
shocks,
transmission.
Yeah.
You're gonna wear out your engine, your wheel.
Yeah, you're going to pop a couple tires. You're going to be spinning on the rim.
Yeah,
so I mean, you could do it with a goddamn Ford Ranger, no problem.
See, the most important bit here.
But the thing you're going to want to do is get the biggest truck imaginable that pollutes the air the most.
What matters here more than anything.
Move it with little effort.
We're going to need one of them trucks with 6-7 wheels in the back.
Yep.
And 450 wheels in the front.
That's always preferred.
More wheels in the back, the more you can tote. You're going to need to tote some marble.
Yeah.
So the next one is from the initial is SF.
Wow.
Mystery. San Francisco's.
Mystery.
Why do large American trucks have their exhausts at the pedestrian side?
Because it blows in the pedestrian's face.
Exactly.
Are you kidding?
Duh.
Nothing more satisfying than
blowing some fucking smoke on
like
a lib.
Like a car, like a Looney Tune. It's going to blast out and they're just going to turn pitch black, except their, you know, their eyes are, or then they make an outline on the brick wall behind them.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
My exhaust, which is just coal dust.
You're going to blow fumes in the liberals' faces.
Yes, sir. That's correct. Next one's from Justin.
Wow.
From Derry. That's where the clown boy is from. The clown man. Pennywise the clown.
Pinkerton Academy is.
What?
So.
Why are some V8 and some V6 trucks so similar in gas mileage? Shouldn't it be significantly less if it has two less pistons?
Nope. The less efficient, the better.
Yep.
That's what I always say.
Yep. So a higher number means better. It means more emissions. Yep.
That's at the end of the day, it's all about...
It ain't about going fast, partner.
It can't. I mean, it's not...
It can go fast, but it's not about going fast. It's about towing.
It's not what it's about.
It's about that load.
It's about work.
It's about debris fields.
Yeah. Are you proud of your job?
My truck?
Your job.
Oh.
Would you be able to do your job without a truck?
No.
Then you ought to be ashamed of yourself, partner.
Okay. So I hope that answers that question.
It did. More emissions.
A lot of trucks. A lot of truck questions.
It's almost like we talk about trucks a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
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 Wow. People really respond to my truck.
This person's name is Panda.
I know Panda.
Panda?
Yeah.
What is bigger, a Diplodocus or a semi truck?
Diplodocus,
yeah. The famous dinosaur specimen.
It's the first cave truck.
Diplodocus, the first cave truck.
Yeah,
it was a living creature.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Much like a tumbleweed.
And it could drive.
The Diplodocus. Yeah, bigger than a semi truck. Okay, one more from Hank in Massachusetts. Why can some people float in a pool and others can't? And how come some float better and longer than others?
I don't know. Some folks just more buoyant than others.
Yeah.
I suppose.
I think it's about the soul.
You think so?
The soul of the man, you know, like more soul is going to...
More float.
Make you float more. It's more buoyant. Less soul, you're going to sink like a witch.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Do you float?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a boat.
I float.
I'm pretty much a boat.
I float.
Yeah, I get in there and boat.
That's what I said to those people on the Titanic in the water. I said, why don't you just do a float until somebody comes and finds you?
Float on your back.
Just float.
Just float.
Duh.
It's pretty easy.
That would have kept Jack alive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he would have been fine.
That was his problem, is he wasn't floating. He wouldn't have been that cold if his butt was in the water.
He should have been more buoyant. He should have thought about his actions before he did the things that he did.
He should have hit that goddamn buffet on that Titanic. You know, it had a goddamn buffet.
Oh, yeah. But they bring it to you. You're getting served in there. So it's not really a buffet. Is not very classy. They had nice meals.
They had a buffet.
They had silver plates with a silver dome on it. And they, you know, would you like, please, you mister? Like? Anywho, that's it for that segment. Gonna ask you a question, B, and we're gonna get into our main event right away.
Oh yeah,
yeah, thicket. That's
so.
It's pretty thick. I've heard it's a pretty thick one.
Oh yeah,
I've heard it's a thick one. Yep.
Yeah, it's 17 of these.
Wow.
You can really dance. I'll save that for the end. Okay, this is a segment called Misconnections.
What is it?
So when you go on Craigslist and you find missed connections.
Oh, yeah?
Of people who were in a public place and they said, hey, I saw you. I think we've made eye contact. Do you want to fuck?
Do you want to fuck?
And a lot of times,
it'd be an honor to ask you to finger me.
Wow. You want to come over and watch Marmaduke? And I'll do a live commentary for you? I'll tell you all about the making of Marmaduke.
Wow.
It's a beautiful
show.
So probably the one I'm most proud of.
My two dog pictures. Marmaduke and Marley and Me.
Is he a Marley and Me?
Yeah.
Fucking dog dies in that movie.
What?
That's what I heard.
Oh my goodness.
Don't see it.
I won't.
Wentworth Douglas Dinning Services. Dover.
Dinning?
Dinning.
Okay. Oh, Dinning. Yeah. Wentworth Douglas Hospital Food. You ever had that?
Yeah.
Jawas.
Jawas. Last week, I was an inpatient for an overnight, and my breakfast was brought to me by a very beautiful Asian decent lady.
Oh, a decent lady.
Asian decent. She was of Asian decent. Decent.
Oh. Wow.
I was hoping to see you a little later, but you didn't come back. Would love to find this lady if she is single.
Wow.
Wow. I just loved Asian decent lady. He tried.
He failed.
Quite frankly,
he did it wrong.
This one's from Concord, Loudoun area, or Loudoun Road in Concord.
Now, Concord is the capital of this great state.
That's right.
Granite state of do or die.
This is titled DL Beefy Hughley. Dude. DL Beefy Dude.
Yep.
Hughley. Probably Hughley.
That's Hugh.
It's a kind of a mystery.
It's Hugh.
I get the
Hughie, at least.
I think it's down low.
Down low Hughley?
Down low
Beefy. Down low Hughley. That's what DL stands for in his name, too.
Oh, okay.
Down low Hughley.
That makes sense. I get the DL issue, but I can't... excuse me.
What?
I get the DL issue, but I can keep a secret without that being an issue.
What?
Totally okay to use schedule. Just need to take that chance.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Totally okay to use schedule.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to allow you to use your calendar app.
That's right. That's DL Beefy.
You have my permission. Down low, Hughley.
This one's Lickies and Chewies. Beautiful cashier.
Beautiful cashier. They're all like 12 there. They're not on Craigslist, and nor should they be.
Love your V-Pies.
What?
I don't know. V-Pies.
How do you spell that? V-P-I-C-E?
Yep. Love your V-Pies, beautiful eyeliner, and amazing curves. I came up twice after I found the treasure.
What?
If you're interested, tell me what I found. W-H-A-T-N-I. What I found. Let's be friends, XOXO.
Oh, no.
You want to see my treasure?
Rub my nose on it. V-Pice must be voice.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah.
Typo.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that.
I like your voice.
I thought it was spice. I like your spice.
I love your spice.
Very big fan of your spice.
I heard you like spice, so I brought you some champagne.
What's MC? M/C. Oh, male. What? No.
Male Caucasian.
Oh.
So.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
It's MC with a local flicker.
What? Is that what it says?
Yep.
With a local foot girl?
Yep. Hampton.
He's back. Where was the original one? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Was it? It was probably a local one.
I don't know.
It's got to be the same guy.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. Hey.
That's him.
I'm looking to worship some pedicured feet. No games. No weirdness. I will take care of you, please. Message me.
No way.
It's I will take care of you, please message me. But it's also like the top line. I will take care of you, please. Message me is like the next line down. So, I will take care of you, please. Message me. Foot. It's, yeah, 4 feet afterwards.
Oh.
Yep. So there's that.
Foot.
Yeah, and you'll, I mean, yeah.
Fuck around.
There might be more.
Somebody's baiting us.
There might be more feet later. We'll see.
What?
Fort Eddy, Market Basket, Concord. We played a little chicken in the produce aisle and reconnected at the cash register.
Yep.
I kept waiting for you to ask for my number, but there was a lot going on.
I wonder why.
Hoping the feeling was mutual you're seeing this. If it's you, tell me.
If it's you.
Tell me where your cousin might work.
What?
If it's you.
That's a conversation that they had?
You play a chicken with me?
Me? Where's your cousin work?
Where's your cousin?
You want to play chicken with me? You want to joust with me?
Joust.
Where do you keep your cousin?
What is the name of your cousin?
What is your cousin? What does it do?
Kelly Irving. Newfields.
Yes. Irving, like the gas station?
I don't know.
Oh.
I think so. Probably. This one says, when's your birthday?
Wow, did you say it like Adam Driver like that?
When's your, Y-O-U-R? All cap, 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 cap. Where's your birthday? When's your birthday?
When's your birthday?
Where is your birthday?
A lot of enthusiasm in that one.
Yes. This is from East Boston Airport.
Okay.
We both together on ramp. You are very attractive, masculine ramp agent. I think you know I'd be flirting with you. I think it's a different voice. We both together on ramp. You are very attractive, masculine ramp agent. I think you know I'd be flirting with you. I am always teasing you about Pepsi. Sometime what? I see you looking at me. Not sure if you're curious. Hit me up with your initials so I know it's you in the shift you work for, girl.
Oh, my God.
This one's Boston Train to Quincy. It's titled, we met on train. We just smiled. Wish I had asked for your number, beautiful.
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 F-L-O?
No.
Or you?
You.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I think you're beautiful.
We met on train, found you beautiful. You looked tired coming from work.
Me, meet you on train.
Beautiful was really why I grabbed that one. This one's funny. Miss my expert helmet washer.
Is that a euphemism?
I think so, but also maybe not.
Maybe you wash helmets.
I had a friend who was an expert helmet washer. Need to find someone new to help with that. I can wash the bike, clothes, everything else, but really need a hand with getting my helmet clean.
That's got to be a euphemism.
I think it is.
Looking for somebody to jack them off.
Anyone have a place and know how to take their time to really take care of a big helmet?
Yeah.
Have a big head, so of course a big helmet too.
You know what they say.
His fucking head, penis head is gigantic.
Big head, big helmet.
It's like a bad dragon in real life.
Yeah. Huge at the base.
Oh, even bigger up top. It's like a lamp. like a street lamp, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Reading Chipotle, I'll buy your dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Okay. This is where it started getting weird, I think.
Nothing wrong with a little weird.
No, it's not. Wow. Okay. So this one's weird. Reading Chipotle, I'll buy your dinner. You're a cute, attractive female. And are going to the Reading Chipotle later to grab dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy your meal and also give you more cash in exchange for the socks you're currently wearing.
Oh, no.
Quick and easy dinner.
It's a foot creep.
Dinner and cash.
That's kind of like you kind of just mixed.
I know. That's what
foot in Boston.
That was the idea.
Wow.
Revere Beach. Elliot Circle guy on the wall.
Guy on wall?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Or I was circle, at, is it circle guy on wall?
Elliot Circle guy on wall.
Okay. It's circle-shaped guy.
Right. I was at Elliot Circle 2 days ago, Tuesday. You were sitting on the wall.
How many days?
Two.
What day?
Tuesday.
You were sitting on the wall, shirt off, Red Sox hat.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm wet.
Tattooed arms.
Oh, yeah.
We made eye contact. You said, what's up? I said, what's up, boss? Long
what's
shot.
Up, boss?
Hit
dude.
Me up.
Hit me up, boss. You gave me a boner.
Right.
Boss.
Boss.
What murder?
What murder? Okay, this is where it gets weird.
Okay, good.
Okay, so I found a feature on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Where you can type in a keyword.
Oh.
And it gave me
foot?
Everywhere from Boston to the Poconos. So,
foot.
I don't know some of these places, but this is New York. Okay. So North Bergen is titled
looking for Mr. T, the Bigfoot man.
Not Bigfoot?
The Bigfoot man.
Okay.
Yes. Mr. T, this is Ed. Hi. Where have you been? Where have you been? I lost contact with when I left town last fall. I'm back. Please, I need to see you. Your feet need my attention. Call me if you have my number. You seem to have changed yours. Please get back to me.
Changed what?
I miss you. Yours.
Okay.
That's all. Okay. So, yeah, that's a foot, big foot man. I just like that. A big foot.
Yeah, I'm a big foot guy. Yeah, wow. I'm a big foot man.
There's another creep, and he's posted, I saw, I think, 3 or 4 of these, so it's the same person continues to do this. Oh. Same exact post.
Uh-oh.
Bushwick, cute feet on subway, step on me.
That's it?
Yeah, well, that's what it's titled.
Oh, okay.
Saw you on the M train from Manhattan to Brooklyn around 6 p.m. yesterday. Brunette, white or possibly Latina. Probably 5'6" in sandals in a sundress. You may have seen me staring at your feet.
the look that you give too really
sorry.
Completes it.
Or if you're reading this, maybe I don't need to be apologizing. I was the tall, 6'2" white guy with brown hair and beard, glasses, late 20s. Right back if you've ever been curious about stepping on a guy's throat.
Oh.
Or just getting a nice foot rub and pedicure paid for.
Oh,
look, you come over, I will file the dead skin off your feet.
I will squeeze your feet.
Oh, yes. This is South Yarmouth, Jen.
Jennifer.
Jen. We met at the beach the other day. We talked bit.
We're talking about Bitcoin.
Yeah. And wow. Yeah, you're probably right.
Do you want to talk bit?
We talked bit and I rubbed your feet some. I was getting ready to call, but I lost your number like an idiot. If by chance you see this, message me.
Wow.
You can really
Dude, you want
dance.
To talk bit real quick?
I love talking bit.
I think it was a bit and they missed the A. But what do I know? Bitcoin.
I love all flip-flops. Murray Hill. Thank you, ladies, for showing off your pedicure's toes. I've been walking around Manhattan admiring all of the pretty feet. Thank you. Love to see more.
Okay.
Can always see more feet. So.
You can never get enough feet.
No.
I'm going to hose your feet down in champagne.
Champagne feet. I got two more. Sailorsburg. This is the Poconos.
Oh, shit.
Seeking woman. I found you in Stroudsburg.
That's where my dad went to college there.
Really?
Yeah.
My dad didn't go to college. Duh. You really smiled at me.
Me?
You really smiled at me. You had beautiful feet.
That makes it even creepier.
Yes,
somehow.
I noticed. I smiled back at you, and you walked into store. You were with somebody else, so I didn't follow. You were so sexy.
You would have followed otherwise?
I can't stop thinking of you. Contact me here if you see this. I'd love for us to get together and explore some fun. 200.
What?
I don't know, $200. Maybe. And this is the last one. It's creepy.
Okay.
So, Stephanie J. at Shaw's in North Providence. Hi. I saw you tonight for the second time. You were talking with another Shaw's worker while I was heading to checkout. We made a little small talk. You are lovely, almost as tall as my 6 feet.
What?
And gorgeous red hair. I know nothing of the fine art. So I might just like to wash it, dry it, and caress it to a new life with my hands and kisses.
Ew.
We might have a considerable age difference.
Oh.
But my wife of 25 plus years was much older. We had a wonderful marriage and so many happy, prosperous years together before she got sick and passed on about 5 years ago.
Oh, no.
The first thing I'd like to do is go out with you for meet and greet. I'm a commercial drone pilot.
Oh.
And I'd love to take you up on a real-time video feed. You see what the drone sees as I fly, and it makes a high-definition video, and pops still shots, and whatever you want. Wow. I mentioned speaking several languages.
Yeah.
And if you want, I will give you a classical piano concert. Enough for now. Hoping we can touch base, then make a plan to share some amazing things. Start as casual friends with no promises or great expectations. Also, keeping an open mind to all future possibilities. Have huggle bears, Doug.
Have huggle bears.
Yep.
Doug.
Doug.
What's a huggle bear?
I have no idea.
Let's see. Where, oh, where is Huggle Bear? Picture board books. It's a book. It's a kid's book. Yeah.
There we go.
He said it. Yeah.
There, that's all you need.
Yeah.
It's a great song. You tell me you wouldn't be pumped about a fucking Guinness truck playing that, blaring that song. I mean, selling Red Sox t-shirts at Coasters.
Cozies.
Koozies.
Koozies. Yeah, that's it.
Shirts.
That's all they sell.
We got shirts.
We do.
We do.
Yeah, for the low price of $20, high quality t-shirts with a big fat foot on them.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Got a Bigfoot on there. And you can find it at our link tree. It's in our bio. It'll also be in the episode description. That'll get you to all of our social medias as well. If you want to access questions or whatever, be.
Yeah, be featured on the show.
Yeah, do it. Or pretty if you easy. Have ideas or just you want to talk some shit, whatever you want. I don't care.
You want to write an entire segment for me? No problem.
Not a problem. Whatever you want. We're here for the people, not the corporation.
That's right.
If you want to get a hold of us, the quickest way to do that, I'll say right off the top here, is through Instagram. It's probably the easiest way through the messenger system. What's our name on there?
Cool Parents Worldwide.
Yeah. Cool Parents Worldwide and cool_parents on TikTok. That's all you need to know about. Also, you should leave us a rating and a review.
Yeah.
Wherever you're listening. And you can become a patron and get bonus shit and help us out big time. If you go to patreon.com/coolparents. Starts at $3. There's tens of 20s of 30s of hours of bonus content on there. More to come, hopefully very soon.
Come.
We've been working on our music, working on our album real hard, nose to the grindstone. So that's why we haven't put out anything.
That's right.
So what are you doing? You drawing a picture?
I'm drawing you a picture.
Oh, shit.
It's the Rock.
Okay. Is he giving the people's eyebrow?
The Rock says...
What does he say?
The Rock says, know your role.
Yeah.
And shut your mouth, jabroni.
Yeah, I thought he was a nice guy.
Not when he was a wrestler.
I know.
He's a despicable heel.
He was a disgrace.
That's right. There we go. There's the Brahma Bull.
That's him.
Yeah, he's got sunglasses on.
That's the one.
There you go.
I know that guy. So thanks for listening to our program, and we'll see you next week. Okay?
Yeah.
On another episode of the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Bread.
Fuck the world.
Get this bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.